Celebrating 40 years of covering Illinois agriculture, this is the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products.
Some call us Big Ag, but we know that ag is complex. Family farms grow to bring new family members into the family business. Growth brings larger purchases, added production, and much more significant risks. But the goal is simple: feed more with less environmental impact, and do it all responsibly. Learn how the Illinois Corn Checkoff builds understanding of agriculture at www.ilcorn.org.
Don Gwinnip is District 12 Director and Vice President of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. He's a farmer from Marshall, Illinois. We visited with him about how Illinois farmers can and do lead in national conversations, such as what's happening this week at the Commodity Classic in San Antonio.
Specifically to the corn issues and the national corn growers, I would say today the top issue that's going on everywhere for discussion is E15. We've had a long, long, long struggle, much too long, to try to get E15 into the commercial market on a regular year-round basis. We thought we had been there. We thought we had this across the line numerous times in the last 8 years, and even in the last 6 months, we were so close. It was included in two or three bills that have gone through Congress and passed, and at the last minute, some group or Congress people objected to it and withheld their vote, so it got shuffled out. And the latest is that the Speaker of the House appointed a group of congressmen and staff people to form a committee to deal with this issue and to get it done with and moved on and some kind of finality, so that we had E15, which is a big issue in the corn community. I read this morning the updates, and their self-imposed deadline for meeting and getting this done has already passed. But I do understand that maybe today in D.C. there will be an attempt to get the group together. I think it consists of a lot of energy, interested people, the oil industry, the corn and agricultural industry. A lot of it has to do with refiners and how they're treated. And this is a very deep subject, which takes a lot of, you know, it's not just simple, can we get E15 at the pump? There's a whole lot of policy behind that we've had to deal with, and we've had disappointment after disappointment, but we're still hopeful, we're still pushing. The rest of this week will be very important. My congressman, Mike Bost, who represents all of Southern Illinois, is on that committee. He's on the Ag Committee, and then he asked to be on this committee to negotiate this, and we have a lot of confidence that he will get that done, but we keep reminding him that this is something that really can help corn growers across the country at a time when we're in an economic pinch, we're squeezed by low prices and high cost production. And E15 is not a government bailout. It doesn't cost the taxpayers a dime. We just have this product available for people to buy it. It's not a mandate, but there's tremendous opportunity there for a homegrown fuel. And in the world economic mess that we have, this is something that's sustainable, and it's here. We don't have to worry about the foreign politics. So E15 today, as we speak, would be the number one issue. It's alive, it's working, it's evolving, and we just certainly push and pray that we're going to get this across the finish line.
That's Don Gwinnip, who is District 12 Director and Vice President of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. He's a farmer from Marshall, visiting about how Illinois farmers can and do lead in national conversations, and part of that is taking place this week at the Commodity Classic in San Antonio. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.